this forced immigration, and particularly forced immigration for people who are being asked to take up very low-paid employment in other countries. The fact that this individual is a 60-year-old and the department would know this, would have all his details, the fella has a mortgage that he has to pay, you know, it's an absolute scandal that the department would even suggest that somebody leave the country and take up employment in another country, driving across at rates that are below the minimum wage in Ireland. The department told him that his first week's accommodation would be covered, but afterwards he would have to supply his own accommodation. And one of the questions he put to them is, who's going to pay my mortgage in my house in Donegal when I'm gone? Because obviously I wouldn't be able to do it based on that wages and the cost that I would have to incur abroad.
Is there now a fear that if someone gets such a letter and doesn't respond and doesn't avail of the potential, then perhaps they may be told, well, you had a chance of a job and you turned it down, we're cutting your payments?
That's one of the fears that this individual had. He has clarified that there. He's went to the social welfare office and they've clarified that won't be the case in relation to this. And I think there was a bit of disbelief by staff as well when they actually seen this letter. I must stress that it was nobody in Donegal that actually issued this letter to him. This letter was issued from Limerick. So there's no, you know, culpability in relation to the staff. And indeed, there is questions, and that's where I want to see the minister actually explain, is this now policy of the government to actually promote people to emigrate and leave this country?